In just a minute, Bill will be rooting on his favorite swimmer, Ryman Lochte, in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, wherever you go, people are taking selfies, ruining your trip to the museum or the beach. This week, though, someone finally fought back. A visitor trying to take a photo at SeaWorld of a dolphin was stopped. When what happened?
When another dolphin photobombed.
No.
So somebody's at SeaWorld trying to take a...
Leaning over the pool, taking a picture of the dolphin with an iPad.
Oh, the dolphin took the iPad.
The dolphin stole the iPad.
Yeah.
Yes. Dolphins hate to be photographed. They can't do duck face because they're forced to smile all the time. So this week, a dolphin jumped out of the water and grabbed the iPad out of a woman's hand and pulled it under the water, just as we've all wanted to do.
I wonder if a dolphin would be able to use an iPad. I don't think so.
With its little with snout?
It has to be a snout. The flippers are no good for it.
It wouldn't happen.
I'm amazed that it could grab the iPad.
It has teeth. It has a mouth.
Oh, I was thinking it did it with its hands. You know, and I had read the story, and that's exactly what I had thought until just this moment. And now it does seem like a silly idea to me.
I think if a dolphin actually grabbed your iPad with its flippers, you have to let him keep it.
Yeah, I think that's the rule. You win that one, flipper.
No, because iPads are not good for people or mammals of any kind. And so I would not let him keep it, but I would insist on a vegan diet for the dolphin.
That'd be sad if the dolphin kept the iPad and didn't want to, like, you know, play with a ball on its nose anymore. Just wanted to sit around.
Well, that's certainly what's happened to our children, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't get a kid to put a ball on its nose anymore.
Alonzo, compromise is an important part of every relationship, but according to a new study, asking your partner to do what is an almost guaranteed deal breaker?
Allow you to date.
Date other people?
I think you got to give him points for that.
Yeah, that's true. That will probably end your relationship. Certainly.
Sound of relationship advice from
Alonzo. Yeah, no. I mean, the idea is they studied and they said, would you be willing to do this for a relationship? Would you be willing to do that? And one of the things that almost nobody was willing to do was this.
Go vegan.
That would be illegal.
Paula is actually just about right.
I'm almost
tempted to give you the point.
Really? Change your diet?
Exactly right, Alonzo. People will not change their diet for love. Meatloaf once famously sang, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Now where we know that equals eat meatloaf.
Exactly right. Or in his case,
stop eating meatloaf. Yeah.
According to a new study from the UK, among relationship enders, asking your partner to change their diet is right up there with asking them to change their religion. It's like, okay, fine, I will give up Jesus, but I will not give up my Hot Pockets.
No, I've never encountered that. I've never had that situation.
Really?
You've never been asked to not eat something?
No. I date in L.A. where women, you know, don't eat at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's easy.
There was only one woman I dated who she was vegan, and she didn't tell me. And oddly enough, our first date was at an Argentinian steakhouse.
Oh, man.
But she just ordered a salad, and she was fine with it. It was one of those things. She was like, just because I don't eat meat doesn't mean I can't be around people who do. It's
right.
Just something. It was her.
She didn't say,
thing,
oh,
so.
Slaughterhouse. How romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Alonzo's a good-looking guy. I can see
Thank
people.
You, Paula.
I can be see a vegan, you know, going out with him and just having salt and pepper.
Yeah. If that's what was there.
Yeah. You know,